something I'm working on for myself, because I've been doing this shit I've been working, don't get me wrong, I've been in the gym, I've been doing my thing, but I've been going like 100%, I've been doing the shit the way I'm supposed to be doing, right? So I decided I was going to talk about just moving forward, not looking back, trusting the process, working hard, you know? We all know life is full of obstacles, setbacks, that kind of shit, you know what I mean? We all face challenges that test our, you know, resilience, our determination, our belief in ourselves. But here's the thing, right? It's not about the setbacks, it's about how we respond to them. Are we going to keep dwelling on the past? Are we going to fucking just sit there and feel sad, you know, sorry for ourselves, cry like a little fucking bitch? I mean, I don't know about you guys, but it's not my get down, right? So I don't like to, you know, wallow in self-pity or let setbacks define me or nothing like that. I just, you know, just keep fucking going. Keep going. What are you going to do? Sit there and cry? You don't have time for that shit, man. Fuck no. Just brush yourself off. Learn from our mistakes. Keep moving forward, man. Trusting the process is a lot. It's always easier said than done. You know, we all say, we've all heard it, you know, said or whatnot, but like at the end of the day, it's so easy to say that shit, man. And I, oh man, it's not always easy to fucking act on the shit you hear, man. Like, it requires, you know, faith in yourself and faith in your abilities and faith in the journey that we're on, believing that our setbacks, every failure, all that shit's just a fucking stepping stone, you know, towards success to finally reach the fucking life that you want to live or the body that you want to get or the fucking promotion you're looking for or whatever the fuck, man. It could be anything. I mean, it literally pertains to any fucking thing in your goddamn life. The way I look at it, man, is winners operate by trusting the process. They embrace challenges. They keep moving forward. They push and they push and they push and they push. They know the fucking greatness lies just beyond their fucking comfort zone, right? Like I was talking in the last episode. Being able to leave your comfort zone is like so fucking powerful. The things you can accomplish and you can achieve just by fucking allowing a little discomfort into your life. A little unfamiliarity, you know what I mean? A little uncertainty. It goes a long fucking way, man. Like, the magic fucking ingredient, the pill everyone's looking for, it's not what you want to hear, man, but it's hard fucking work. Success doesn't come to anybody who's sitting around waiting for that shit. It comes to those who are willing to fucking put up the hours, the sweat, sometimes even the tears. Look, I'm not going to fucking sugarcoat this shit, man. Success takes fucking effort. There's a lot of fucking work. You're not going to fucking gotta do shit you don't want to fucking do. And it's not easy, man. Last time I was fat, it took a lot for me to fucking finally decide I'm not going to be fat anymore. And I went fucking, and I got the body that I wanted to have. Now I'm fat again, and I'm fucking, you know, working hard, but I don't have the same determination. I'm not as young as I was, but I keep going, man. I keep moving forward and shit. Like I said, man, my setbacks are not going to define who I am. They're not going to fucking tell me what I'm about or none of that bullshit, right? So, like, it's always worth it, man, when you get that feeling of accomplishment. Knowing that you gave it your all, it's fucking priceless, man. When you reach that the top of that mountain, man, the end of that jog or whatever the fuck, you get to that PR you're trying to hit. Doesn't even matter, man. Like, once you get there, though, the satisfaction, it's fucking beautiful, man. It's worth it. It's literally worth it. So, this is what I think about, right? This is what I want you to do. Stop dwelling on the fucking past. Stop letting your failures define you. Instead, focus on the present moment. Set achievable targets. Take consistent fucking action towards your goals. Celebrate the small wins. Just when setbacks come knocking, man, just fuck it. Fuck them in the face. Spit in the fucking face and say, lick my asshole. You know what I mean? I mean, with some of y'all might like that, but just have faith in your journey. Keep moving forward, right? For example, right, when I first started working out, I don't know how many of you guys know this, but I was in Honduras, man. I used to work out outside, right, with fucking mosquitoes and shit like that at fucking night with weights, man, that my uncle made for me, right, by fucking putting a bar. I don't know where he got this bar from. And two fucking five-gallon buckets, right, with fucking concrete in them and some little table that he busted in half for me to lay down on and shit like that. That's how I started working out, man. I made some dumbbells out of fucking some parts of the drive shaft, some fucking big-ass truck that he had. I made some dumbbells. I don't even think that they weigh the same, so I'll constantly switch arms and shit like that because, I mean, you know, I don't want to grow one more than the other one, man. But I did that shit for fucking like 2 months, man, before I had enough money to fucking go and make it to the gym. Then I started going to the gym. And then I met a lot of fucking people that helped me out. They helped me get to fucking Mexico. Once I got to Mexico, right, it was a wrap. I got to a fucking nice gym. I got a job there. I started going hard, man. I mean, in the gains that I made in like about a six-month fucking... I mean, I went from being like overweight, damn near 300 pounds, to 265 pounds with a six-pack. And I think it was like 16 months, man. It took a lot of fucking work, a lot of dedication. It was hard as fuck. But I mean, hey, at the end of the day, I did that shit. I mean, I got there. Now I just got to do it again. I don't set excuses. I'm being lazy. I go to the gym. You know, I didn't go to the gym twice last week when I should have. No real reason why I didn't. I just didn't want to wake up. Just being fucking lazy, man. And like, it doesn't, a little bit of sleep does nothing for you. 20 more minutes, half an hour does nothing for you. I mean, like, when you wake up, you're still a fat, lazy piece of fucking shit, right? You still want to eat pancakes and fucking hot dogs and all that other bullshit. I don't know about you, but I'm done with that shit, man. I'm done. Today's the day. It took a lot for me to finally, you know, just say, fuck it. I'm over this shit, man. Now, I'm not fat by a lot of people's means, man. But for me, I'm fat. I don't have a fucking six-pack anymore. I'm fucking fat. Always keep in mind, man. Setbacks, all they are just setups for fucking comebacks. Life's going to throw you curveballs. Don't let them knock you down, man. Instead, swing that bat. Hit that shit as hard as you fucking can. Get a home run. Or if not, get a triple-double. I don't know. I don't know shit about baseball. Except the rank, you know, the Yankees are the best fucking team in the world. But even though they didn't make the playoffs this year because they're fucking dumb fucking piece of shit. Just trust that you have what it takes to succeed, man. So again, now let's talk about hard work, right? I mentioned it earlier, but like dedication, persistence, a lot of sweat, sometimes even fucking tears. That's what it takes. That's what it takes to get wherever you want to go. I mean, even if it's not like involving something that has to do with like fucking working out or whatever the fuck. Here's the thing though, man. Hard work is like planting a seed. You water it, you nurture it, and you watch it grow in this big fucking massive fucking tree, right? So roll your sleeves up, get down and dirty, put the fucking hours in. Because when you look back at that shit, you'd be proud, man. You look back and be like, God damn, I did that shit. Me. You might have had some help along the way, but at the end of the day, wasn't nobody in your fucking shoes, man. You did that shit. Also, you know, don't forget about the importance of focusing on the moment, man. Like, life's happening right now. A lot of people are stuck in their fucking phones, man. I'm also, you know, guilty of that shit. But like, don't neglect fucking the people around you because you want to be on fucking on social media or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean? Plus social media, you know, it takes time away from you to get closer to your fucking goals. Take consistent action. Make small steps every fucking day. And soon enough, man, you see that the finish line is getting fucking closer, man. Every fucking day that you add, you know, steps to the fucking goal that you're working on, every day you're going to get closer to the fucking finish line. Success is not just, it's not just a destination, man. It's the journey as well. So like I said, man, celebrate those fucking small wins. Whether it's landing a new client, fucking finishing a project, hitting that PR, mastering a dance you've been trying to fucking dance. Give yourself a pat on the back, man, and keep pushing. I mean, that's about all I think I got on that shit as far as, you know, moving forward. I'm doing this more for myself than anybody else, man, because like I got to a point where I was just, you know, going through the motions, man, going through the fucking motions. And I don't know what the fuck happened to me. I'm not that kind of person, right? I'm like, I don't need motivation usually. I get up and I go and I go and I go. And like the fact that I was able to sit down and just, you know, I mean, like, it's no wonder fucking Amber left, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was sitting there, I got fucking fat. I got lazy. I wasn't doing shit. I wasn't cleaning up as much as I used to after myself. I mean, it's just one of those things where like, I became a person I had never been. The reasons don't even matter. Like, there's no excuse for this shit. I became a lazy, fat piece of fucking shit. And I shouldn't have done that because I should have been what I've always, I should have kept doing what I've always done and just moved fucking forward. And like, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Like, it's nobody's fault but my own. I was like sitting there waiting around for like people to motivate me. Like, what the fuck is that about? What kind of a piece of shit was I? My God, bro. It was fucking embarrassing thinking about that shit. Like, wow, man. Wow. But yeah, no more for me, man. Like, I'm going to start just doing what I do. I'm going to go to the fucking gym. I'm going to start going to the gym 2 times a day if I have to. I don't fucking care, man. I got to get fucking where I'm going. I'm 41. I don't have time to waste anymore, man. One more injury and I'm fucked. You know what I'm saying? So like, I'm just doing what I'm doing. I'm going to fucking keep going. I'm going to learn some new shit. I got more than enough fucking time. I don't do shit all day but sit around and fucking do fucking nothing. I mean, might as well learn some shit, get some shit done, get some shit moving, man. I got a few things in the works. I'm also doing, building a website for the podcast right now. I don't know when it'll be ready. Also I was on some of my buddies' podcast. I think he aired the podcast today. It's called Three Wheel Bicycle, man. These dudes are fucking hilarious. I had a good fucking time. Yeah, it was fun. We just fucking talked a bunch of stupid shit. He asked, somebody asked, like, what do you think happens when you poop in space or some shit like that? And you know, I said the dumb shit that I said or whatnot. But it was fun. It was a good fucking episode, I think, at least. I had a good time. I'm going to stop doing these twice a week. I'm going to do it just once a week. I'm not really doing these for any, like, specific reason other than some people asked me to do them. But, I mean, my last episode, I got, like, 15 fucking plays, which I don't really give a shit about how many plays it was, but it's not enough for me to do two times a week. What's the point? You know what I mean? Might as well just do once a week and let people indulge in shit and get the shit that I fucking throw out, you know, like, get it once a week. I mean, who cares? Another thing I wanted to talk about was like, okay, well, actually, before that, I was on my way home today, right? I want to go get a fucking pizza. Don't ask me why, whatever. Fat piece of shit. And I'm walking fucking home, right? And some dude was like, hey, can I get a piece of pizza? And when I gave him a piece of pizza, he thought it was weird. He was like, he didn't want to take it and shit like that. He was like, oh, I'm just joking, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, nah, bro, you fucking ask me. Open your mouth. Not drink the fucking, eat the fucking pizza. What do you do, right? But it made me laugh because, like, kind of was, like, weirded about it. Like, he asked me that shit. And then when I gave him the fucking piece of pizza, he was like, you know, I'll retard. I don't know why I had to mention that. Anyway. So, I was conversating with somebody yesterday, man. Actually, day before yesterday, right? Some shit came up about higher powers and God and all that other stuff, right? And like, you know, we were just fucking shooting shit and talking about it. And they asked me to do something, so I did it. But what's crazy about that, right, is that today I talked to Derek Faust, right? Faust, whatever, however your last name. Old friend of mine, I've, you know, known for a little while now. Was all, you know, he's always supported me and shit. And he sent me two videos, man, that were pretty much the same fucking thing I talked about, like, the day before. And, like, it was crazy, man. It was just crazy that, like, so I listened to the videos, man. I did what the video said. You know, I mean, why not? What's the worst that could happen? You know what I mean? And what was said in the video, that doesn't even matter. It's not even important, man. It's just, like, the fact that, like, two people that don't have really anything, you know, together or whatever the fuck would tell me the same type of shit. So I figured, you know, what the fuck? Let's give it a shot, right? And then also Lachine called me the other night, which I thought was kind of weird. I mean, I fuck with Lachine, you know, we ain't never really, you know, like, we don't message like that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we're more like comments and bullshit, man. We have fun and we talk a lot of shit. He just asked me how I was doing. Right. And like, it was weird because I mean, me and Lachine, we're motherfucking people that I don't, you know, people don't really ask us how we're doing because they just expect us to always keep moving, keep pushing forward. Not, you know, I mean, not really being down and out and shit like that. And, I mean, granted, I was okay. I was doing all right. But like, you know, it was one of those things where like, it was cool to have somebody, you know, just see how you were doing and shit like that. Because other than my mom, man, don't nobody ever check on me. Shit. And I understand why. I mean, it makes perfect sense to me, right? But I thought it was fucking cool. And it was late, too. It was like fucking like 12, midnight at night or some shit like that. And, you know, we talked for a little while. I mean, it was a good minute. So, hey, man, Lachine, man, I appreciate that shit, man. Good looking, man. And fucking, that's dope, bro. But, yeah, as far as everything else goes, though, yes, I'm doing all right. I'm not really fucking tripping on nothing. I mean, I know people think that like maybe I'm just sulking or something like that. I don't work like that. I don't operate like that. Like I have some bad nights and shit like that. And you know what I mean? I just, what are you gonna do? Just keep pushing and shit. At the end of the day, I mean, like, how good or bad something, you know, your day is, it's really entirely up to you. I mean, even when like bad shit happens to you, you know, the way you react to it is what's gonna fucking define, you know, the situation. Like if some bad shit happens, you're just like, fuck, oh my fucking god, shit, fuck. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you kind of know where that's going to be, you know, what route you're taking. But if you're like, fuck, okay, that happened. All right, let me pick myself up, move. Now, I'm guilty of the first fucking reaction so many fucking times. It's ridiculous, right? I mean, I got major anger problems and shit like that. And I fucking trip. But I mean, I'm really trying to just, I want to become a better person, like for myself, above all things, you know, above everything else, man. You know, on top of that, I want, you know, my mom to be fucking proud of my ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mom just, she's done so much for me, that fucking poor lady, man. I put her through so much shit. And like, I feel like everyone that's involved with me or has me, you know, around for whatever reason, like I could do so much better that like, I'm embarrassed and ashamed of how I've been the last few years because it's not me. I'm just saying it out loud right now in front of everybody and shit like that. But I mean, this shit is done. And, I'm gonna just keep doing what I'm doing and keep pushing and whatever happens, you know what I'm saying? It happens and let the chips fall where they fucking may. Go fuck yourself. Your mom still smokes crack. And, yeah, I'm gonna eat a hamburger or some shit like that.